I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. We are reading from the NRSV translation. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must not take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and siblings, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls."
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words that we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen. Okay, before I preach for today, and it's an extemporaneous preaching, the second time I think I'll be doing. So previously we had a series about pastors because October is Pastors Month. So ano ang naalala muna natin from that series? Ano naalala natin? Pastors is not God or Jesus. Why? Bakit hindi Diyos o Kristo si pastor? Bakit? Kasi hindi perfect si pastor. Kahit may nagsabing siya daw ang... Okay. Ayoko na sabihin kung saan yun. Ano pa? Pastors are not... You do not need me in every situation or context. There are things that you need to do for yourself, spiritually speaking. Ano pa? Ano yung... What are qualities of a pastor? Integrity, principle, openness, called. Importante yon. Called. Ano pa? My courage. Ano pa? Ethical. Most of all, prayerful. Given yon, no? Pero ano yung ano? Dapat gumagampan. A call to duty. Calling of duty. Ano ang mga duties ng pastor? Or ng priest? Ano? To care. Kasi kung hindi ka magki-care, huwag ka magpastor. ano pa? Anong duty ng pastor? Anong ganap namin? Ha? Guide the flock. Okay. And the pastor does not fuck the flock. Okay. It's a mortal sin. It will a pastor who fucks the flock goes to the deepest part of hell. Okay? Diba? But at the same time, tao din yung pastor. Nai-stress din talaga siya pag may pogi. Diba? Pero dapat, sabi kanina, may integrity, may self-awareness at self-control. Okay? Ano, oh, ito, kaya gusto ko siyang sabihin kasi hindi ko na siya sasama sa sermon today, pero I still want to tackle a little bit bago yung actual na sermon today. Ano naman ang duty nyo sa pastor? If the pastor has a duty to the congregation, what is the duty of the congregation to the pastor? Ipag-pray, number one. Pinag-pray nyo ba ako? Antsaka! Pang napaka-ego ano, no? Ako na talaga na dapat nagsabi. Pero, yeah, kailangan pinagdarasal ang pastor. Sino man siya. Because I will not, palagi ko na sinasabi, I will not be forever the pastor of this church. So, whoever else is the pastor, kahit hindi lang pastor, yung mga leaders ng simbahan, mga gumagampan. Ano pa? Support. Paanong support? Hindi naman. Support. Paanong support? Community work. So, kung ang pastor ay gumagampan, dapat ang members ay gumagampan din. No? And the best appreciation to a pastor is not just by words, but more importantly, when members of the church and other leaders of the church also do their part. Because the church is people, the church is not a one man or one woman or one person band. Okay? So, na-appreciate ko naman yung ginawa nyo sa birthday ko. First time na nangyari in my what? 12 years in MCC and 6 years as pastor. Na-appreciate ko naman yon. Sabi nga ng partner ko, kahit hindi mo yan kailangan, kailangan mo yan. Sabi niya. So, I appreciate it. Pero mas na-appreciate ni pastor kapag lahat tayo ay doing ministry together. So, those are the two most important things. So, let's go ahead with the preaching today. So Jesus is talking about in the Gospel of Luke chapter 21 verse 5 and 19. Jesus is talking about what others may have traditionally interpreted as magugunaw na ang mundo. Jesus is talking about end times. Apocalypse. But what is end times really, historically speaking? Kasi palaging pag binabasa ito or any other apocalyptic passage in the Bible, palaging ang tsaka, it is the end of the planet Earth. No? And that's one interpretation. And that may indeed happen sometime in the near or far future. But there is a historical context to this. It is more historically nuanced than people know or... Yes, pinipre-emp mo naman. Yeah. So it has always been preached as the end of Mother Earth. But as Dan said, it is more of an end of an empire, an end of a world order, and the start of a new one. And certainly, even the apocalyptic passages in the Bible does not end with just the end. No? At kanina nga, when I was having breakfast earlier, nakikinig ako sa sermon ni Bishop Ambo David, one of the preachers that I listen to. May isa siyang sinabi, imagination is important for faith. Napaka-importante ng imagination sa pananampalataya. I agree with that. That is true. Jesuit spirituality and spiritual practices sa mga galing na Ateneo, Jesuit spirituality requires a lot of imagination. The problem is, especially in many born-again circles, Pentecostal Baptists, too much imagination. Too much imagination of the end times. At ang focus palagi is the all this war and violence and blood and the Antichrist and, you know, the devil and all that. Again, that's one interpretation. That is their interpretation. But I will offer that it might be missing a point. Or it's missing the point. Exactly from the words of Jesus. Diba? Ang dami. Ang daming preachers ngayon, ang focus ay magugunaw na ang mundo, sumali kayo sa amin, dito ang kaligtasan. Join us so that you will be saved. Yung isang simbahan naman, join us so that you will be part of the spaceship that will go to the, ano. Diba? May ilaw sila dun sa tuktok ng ano nila eh. Hindi ko pinangalanan. Andun yung focus, no? Andun yung focus. Pero Jesus mismo nagsabi. Kasi tinanong siya nung kanyang mga tagasunod eh, when will this, teacher, when will this be? Kailan mangyayari ang mga bagay na ito? What will be the sign that this is about to take place? And Jesus said, beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, ako siya. Oh, precisely, what's happening now? Ako siya, nasa akin ang kaligtasan. Ako yung tamang daan. Sabi ng isa, hindi. Ako yung dating daan. O sabi ng isa, hindi. Pareho kayong mali. Nasa Dabaw ang daan. But Jesus said, beware that you do not led astray, for many will come in my name. Yung isa nga, di ba, yung taga-Dabaw, hindi na came in my name. Ako siya. Ako na siya. Sabi ni Jesus, do not go after them. Sabi pa ni Jesus, when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. Napaka-obsessed ng iba't ibang simbahan with their imagination of terrifying things about end times. But Jesus said, do not be terrified even if you hear of wars and insurrections. For these things must take place, but the end will not follow. Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. Nito lang, di ba, may blood moon. But do not be afraid. Do not be led astray. Huwag kayong magpabudol. Do not be, antag dito, do not focus on these things. Even if they are happening. Take note of them when they're happening, but do not focus yourselves and do not imagine things. Sometimes, all the time, people, pinapalala sa kanilang imagination yung bagay, yung mga pangyayari, makes things worse in their heads, in their imagination. Catastrophizing, yes. But this is not the focus. This should not be the focus. Spirituality and faith, especially a Jesus faith, is not based on fear. The first letter of John chapter 4 tells us, God is love. Perfect love casts out fear. Anyone who fears has not been perfected in love. There is no fear in love. And therefore, anyone who proclaims anything that causes fear focuses on so many terrible things so that you may join them, I think they're missing the point. I don't think sila ang daan. And so, the focus is, it all goes back to love. It all goes back to, you take note of these things when they happen. You try to live your life as a person and as a community with these things happening. But our lives, our faith should not be moved based on terror, fear, and whether will I go to heaven or not. And the historical context of this, you know, the Gospel of Luke was written in about year 80 or year 90, no, year 80. Year 80, 85, 90. That's what? Year 33 din namatay si Jesus. So kung 80 yan, about 50 years after. So the Gospel of Luke was written 50 years after the historical Jesus. The Gospel of Luke and Matthew was written, nawasak yung temple, year 70. So about 10 to 20 years after the temple was destroyed when this passage was written. So, in ancient times, sabi ni Dan kanina, the destruction of an empire or even a nation can look like the end of the world. Because the only world that they know is their place. They didn't even know that there was America or that there was China. China was not even China at the time. So if you kanina over imagination. Ngayon, imagine niyo yung sarili niyo living in Israel or even in the Philippines. You do not know the world as a globe. You only know the world within the bounds of your barangay or the city of Jerusalem. That's the only thing you know. Kaya nga noon, uncharted places are not even new world. Not yet. Uncharted places, undiscovered places are dangerous, full of monsters. If you sail at the sea so far away, you will fall. That's the worldview. That is not stupid. That is their worldview. That's all that they know. It's not even knowledge. It is the very consciousness that they have is that. And so, when their city or country or empire will be destroyed, the entire Mandaluyong will be massacred by an army. And all the great monuments will be leveled to the ground. Then that is, when they write about it, they write about it as if the world is ending. Because that is their world. So it is right. Many of the apocalyptic writings in the Bible and other writings elsewhere, if we trace back to its historical context, it's about the ending of an empire or a kingdom or a country. and it can really be scary. Because, alam naman yung Game of, nanon tayo Game of Thrones, if you watch documentaries of the Roman Empire, ano pa ba? Even Lord of the Rings, eh, hindi ganun ka-violent ang Lord of the Rings, pero it's still violence when there's war. We see, it's but did the world end? No, it did not. So what's the point? We prepare, we take note of these things, but they are not the point of why we live, why we have faith, why we have a religion. And I guess the point of it is to avoid, if there is anything that each of us and many communities can do, is to try their best to avoid such things by doing justice, by doing peace work so that there will be no war, by trying to change an economy that is based on war, an economy that is based on destruction of environment. Because that's the point. The point is not, oh, the world will end, you have to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And no. The point is, goes back to what Jesus says, aside from love, 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 what does the Lord's Prayer say? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To participate in the creation of heaven on earth. And the focus, again, is not on the terrible things. Not on what we can do, and also the hope that things will be better should these things happen. Again, palagi silang nakafocus dun sa nakakatakot ng mga mangyayari. Nakakalimutan nila, there's actually something better afterwards. And they always focus on, will I get to heaven? But when in fact, in the story, in the book of Revelation, the last part, heaven, people do not go to heaven. What happens? There's a new heaven. Actually, the new Jerusalem comes down. It is not people going to heaven. It is heaven coming down to earth. Of course, that is very symbolic. Okay. So salvation, faith, spirituality is not about going to heaven. It's not even, part of it is believing in Jesus Christ, but I don't think that's the point of it all. It is us trying our best to make heaven already be present here in ourselves, in one another, and in the world. And I end with a quote from Gandalf of Lord of the Rings. "Why the halfling?" asked Galadriel. And Gandalf responded, "Saruman thinks that only with great power you can put evil in check. But I do not find that to be so. It is the small acts of kindness of everyday folk that puts the darkness at bay. Why the halfling? I don't know. Maybe because he gives me courage."